Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Friday, January the 7th. It's National Pass Gas Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Pharmacy. They're having a special on Beano this week. It will help with flatulence due to consuming more milk, cheese, and ice cream than usual. You could say it helps with your dairy air. Tamik, when you go under the blanket, it reminds me of a Dutch oven. But anyway, as you always... That,
sorry, before you go there, but you know that if you do it in the car, it's also known as Meals on Wheels?
Oh, goodness. All right, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Oh, my goodness. The big chill is making a return. Actually, it never really left us. But currently, -9, working our way up to a high of a balmy -6 degrees, looking like minus double digits over the weekend. And then it gets really cold come Tuesday next week. So enjoy the warm weather. And on National Pass Gas Day, let's give a random daily shout out to ancient Egypt. And did you know that if you made a Venn diagram of ancient Egypt and passing gas, that you'd see a toot in common?
Oh, well done, sir. Well, there's no better time to express ourselves and free our bowels of stale air without shame than a National Pass Gas Day. You know, just one of those things that makes anyone giggle. We produce gas in our intestines daily and release the combination of oxygen, methane, nitrogen, CO2, hydrogen, and 1% sulfur at intervals. Some louder, some shorter, some longer, some smellier. Did you know that the term fart was first used in 1632? Oh, that reminds me. If a clown farts, does it smell funny? And remember, if there are two people in an elevator and one person passes gas, everyone knows who did it.
This should have been the topic for the sizzler.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, gosh. Let's see. Maybe next year if the days align properly. I learned on the Twitterverse this week that there was a woman who was selling her gas in jars. Like, she was. And she had to retire. During production one day, she thought she was having a stroke, but eventually learned that she was just excessively farting into jars. And the diet that came with that gig was too much for her body to handle.
This is true, though. She's making good money.
She was 50 jars of farts a week.
I actually met this woman. She had a certain air about her.
She eventually went to the doctor, who advised her to change her diet and put her on a gas suppressant, Beano, as earlier mentioned, which she said effectively ended her business.
Did her business end her?
With the business end. Apparently was making $1,270 a jar, but 50% discount over the holidays, of course.
Any on another note, has anybody field tested our air filters to see if they're impactful in that regards?
I don't know if she's still selling, though.
I don't think I remember. That was the weirdest thing I've heard in a long time.
Apparently you have been listening to the show.
You know, it's... Remember that fish that you guys were talking about, hagfish?
That was it. That's something, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
That hagfish, my God. I won't forget that for a long time.
And not easily unsee that.
My goodness, what? That was it.
It's not Tuesday, but we'll finish off with a little bit of trivia. Apparently, if you buy one of these jars, they last for 7 to 10 days. So, express shipping only.
Can you freeze them?
Oh, gosh.
All right, hey, Tamik, let's get to tunes with Tamik. What are we listening to today? And I'm going to guess not Lynyrd Skynyrd's song, The Smell.
No, I decided for the sake of everybody, well, whoever's listening, I was going to not go along with today's theme. However, the title of the song, when I think about it, is ironic, because I'm going with Happy Feelings by Frankie Beverly and Mace.
I thought you were going to go with Up, Up, and Away.
No, that would have been appropriate too, but no, I'm going to go with Happy Feelings because I just looked, Mark, at next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. My God, minus 19. That better change.
That's right.
That better change. So I'm glad that I'm playing this song, Happy Feelings in the Air, touching people everywhere, plenty love and everything, listen to the people sing. So if you need a little push going into the weekend, you know, put on a little Frankie Beverly and Maze, Happy Feelings. I have another song that I want to recommend. It's actually probably, it's you could get it on iTunes for sure, James, but
okay.
I recommend people watch the video. If anybody's into gospel music or would like to listen to something that will truly transform your day, if not your life, there was a song called My Testimony and then / Let Go. It's by an artist named Kalante Gavin. And James, I'm going to send you the link.
Okay.
It is one of the single most transformative performances I have ever experienced in my entire life. And I've seen some stuff. So if you want a little motivation, if you need encouragement, I would highly recommend that you watch this video. And James, I'll share the YouTube link with you, but it is unbelievably phenomenal. And this guy's voice, I don't even know how to describe it. It's not, it's like nothing you've heard.
What was the title?
It's so you're, when you look it up on YouTube, it'll say My Testimony. And then there's like a / and Let Go.
Well, you know, right there, how do you take in Beano to begin with? It would just be a single title.
Well, there you would have been a single title. But I put it in our little chat, and I put the YouTube link. But I've listened to it now, and it's a 12-minute video. I've listened to it probably about almost 10 times since I started listening to it this week, and it never fails to just kind of hit you where you need to be hit. So that's my little bonus for everyone today. If you're feeling, you know, like, oh, what a day, probably like next Tuesday. Give yourself that 12 minutes to just sit and meditate and just listen to something truly remarkable. So those are my picks for today. Happy Feelings, Frankie Beverly and Maze, and listening to My Testimony, Let Go by Kalante Gavin and Terrell. So it's actually really inspirational. So I'm leaving on a positive note this week, in spite of National Pastor Gas Day.
No, it's been quite a day since March 2020.
Weatherman Botnick, could you just confirm something for me? At what temperature does it have to get down to before a gas becomes a solid? This could be important in relationship to our topic.
You know what? I do the weather. I'm not really a fartologist. So I'd have to do a little bit of fake research like Janie.
Excellent.
19.
It's going to be cold. And that's not even the coldest it's been in this country of late. No. Yeah, out west, they're having quite a time with it.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
All right. I'll shout out to my buddy Shauner in Saskatchewan, who is absolutely frigid and is coveting my really warm hat. All right, let's get to Ventures with Ventura. Hey, outside of running away from zombies this weekend, what's up?
You know what? I will not add to our conversation about flatulence. So I have nothing for me. Oh, I have something fun for you guys to watch this week. And if you want to watch a funny satire, go check out the movie Don't Look Up.
Yes.
It's on Netflix. And trust me, guys, I watched that movie and I couldn't stop laughing. It's a great, great watch, right? Just reminds us of how ridiculous some of us are.
And our leaders.
And our leaders, right? So go check it out. It's starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Kate Blanchett. There's a small piece of Ariana Grande in there as well. So go check it out, guys. It's Don't Look Up.
And if I may add, you have to watch into the credits and then right to the very end of the credits. Ventura, did you get that far?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Watch right to the very, very, very end.
Excellent. No spoilers. Go to the end, though. That brings us to Friday, and Friday's joke of the week.
Yeah, honestly, like, wasn't really too funny. You know, I just recently retired, and I was trying to think of you know, what should I do in retirement? So ultimately, I got that delivery job, you know, handing out leaflets for flatulent awareness. I got fired when I ripped one.
Nothing funnier than flatulent.
Could have been worse. It could be like my old job. Like, I cut one at work, and my coworker opened the window, but we were flight attendants, you know?
Oh, goodness. Well, that's it for us today, everyone. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for hanging with us this week. Special shout out to Mike, who's working on it, new listener this week. Colette, thanks for your feedback, and Bonnie, thanks for your inspirational notes. Keep us going. Remember, if you like our show, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. And if you don't like our show, tell your friends anyway and let them make up their own minds.
And then we can double our membership up to 6.
Well, have a great Friday and a great weekend, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.